Blog Talk Radio.
Hello out there in the Blog Talk Osphere. Welcome back to the episode of Soul Empowerment Radio. I'm your host, Mike Brazel. So welcome. And here we are, another crazy day, lots of crazy stuff happening out there. So we'll be dedicating a lot of the show to generating peace and focusing our intention on not just positivity and healing for what's going on in Paris right now, but also positivity and light for just everyone, everywhere, because we are entering into some pretty wild times, and it's really important for us to be aware and to pay attention and to take healing on as a practice, because the more whole we become as individuals, the more we can extend that light out to the spaces around us. And be careful not to get caught up in any of the narratives. You know, one of the things that really upsets me sometimes, and I'm all for calling out if something's a false flag, we can call it a false flag, but when people immediately now jump, this is a false flag, well, you don't have any of the information yet, so how can you make that assumption without there first being a little bit more information coming forward for us to then begin to identify the inconsistencies? So when something first happens, you don't know what the inconsistencies are because it just happened. So it's interesting to me that we can jump so quick to those conclusions. And not everything is a false flag. And not everything isn't. So, you know, we have to wait for information to come out first before we jump too quickly into those directions. So notice where in your life there may be some upset, where there may be some upheaval, where there may be some disconnect. And take a moment to bring those areas of your life into consciousness. And through breathing and healing and awareness, we can then begin to do something with that energy. Really, you know, just too often do I see people hold on and cling to their suffering like a security blanket. And when we do this, when we hold on to suffering in this way, we end up limiting how we move through the experience of life. We limit how much of ourselves we're able to access. And it's so important in order to access those spiritual parts of yourself to begin doing that work of deep awareness. of deep understanding, of looking at those parts of yourself that you may be resisting, that you may not want to show up to. Today in my yoga class, one of my students asked a really great question. She asked, so anxiety's been showing up in my life, so what do I do? How do I get rid of the anxiety? And there's this idea that we have to get rid of these things that are naturally occurring within us. And sometimes the best thing we can do is feel the anxiety, feel what's coming up in the body. If we're watching something in the news, like all the events that are happening in Paris right now, we may feel within ourselves a lot of anxiety. We may feel a lot of disconnect. We may feel helplessness. We may feel anger. We may feel frustration. We may feel apathy. We may feel absolutely nothing at all. And the idea, though, is when we're noticing these global events happening, to watch our reactions to not just what we're witnessing, but to our own bodies as we're witnessing it. Do we turn away and look away and pretend like it's not happening? Do we say, I'm glad it's not me? Do we say something like, it's got to be the Muslims, it's got to be, do we put blame? What's the natural reaction that's coming up within us? And those are the areas we can start doing work around, because these moments that happen, even in an external space, become ways for us to begin accessing parts of ourselves that still need love and still need awareness and still need compassion. And it's an action step. And action steps are vital. We don't do enough action steps. And even when I do readings, and something I'll be shifting more towards over the next few weeks, and I'm starting to work on this, is allowing myself to do more work around healing with my clients and not just doing readings. A lot of people come to me for readings, but I'm finding that people are coming to me over and over and over again for the exact same things. And a lot of people either are afraid to do the healing work or just don't know that it's part of the process. So I'm changing my processes quite a bit, and we are moving more towards doing functional spiritual healing versus just doing information sessions. Information sessions are great only if you're willing to take action on the information that's given. But from my experience in the past 10 years doing this work, and even from my own experience getting readings, there's fear in taking action. And if through the session we are able to begin the action process, then you will more likely be able to carry forward some of that action energy. But then if you did nothing else, at least we started something. We did something more than just receive information. And during my sessions, when I do healing work or when I do readings, there's a conscious transmission of healing energy, even in just an informational session. But I'm finding that for me, as I move forward in my own practice to maintain authenticity, I'm going to be evolving how I work with my clients. So that will be reflected in some of the things that you'll see here on the show. And we're going to be shifting directions a bit here on the show and doing things that are much more purposeful and much more purpose-filled, because I feel like this is a platform for us to use to generate healing, not just to talk about things like intuition or meditation, but to actually do these things. So today's just kind of an informational episode, just to kind of, you know, let people know about some of the things that are coming, some of the changes that are going to be taking place, and what to expect as we begin to move forward and as we begin to continue this process of evolution. It's important to begin to open up to your gifts, whatever they might be. And many of us are feeling that call, the clarion call, the chime of the universal bell, and we're waking up to the idea that we are more than this flesh and bone mass moving through this dimensional space. We are limitless beings, and the ability to access that limitlessness within ourselves, it's waking up. But the awakening process is not an easy one. you're going to notice that dreams are going to be pretty intense for the next, my intuition has told me for the next 6 to 8 months, intuition is going to be highly active, but we're going to be going through some pretty intense, so watch your dreams. We're also going to be experiencing body changes, lots of body changes, lots of resistance to change. We're going to, because, you know, when things start to change, we begin to embrace resistance because, let's face it, who likes change, right? Change can be a very difficult thing, and it's a constant. We're constantly changing. Each second we're aging. So we're constantly changing. The body's constantly in flux. It's this very beautiful thing that happens. And change may not be something we want. Some things may be falling away. So you'll notice in your experience, things will begin falling away. You'll notice friends falling away. You may notice family members falling away. But you'll also notice things coming back into view. So you may notice old friendships being rekindled. You may notice family connections re-strengthening. You may notice that you are more aware of who you are within those relationships. You may notice your sense of purpose increasing, your desire to be of service to those closest to you. So remain open and aware of these changes that are happening around us, but also be open and aware of how you are feeling in your own body. We too often look for the external to validate the internal. And it's really the other way around. The internal will validate the external for you. A really good example is recently, a few days ago, I was supposed to go to D.C. And I went to the bus station, and there's a big mix-up with the buses. It was just a nightmare. The people were rude. Lots of crazy things were happening that night. And it was very upsetting. It was quite frustrating to maintain my zen in that place of disconnect. And in that moment, I was so angry and frustrated and upset and just hurt that I shut off the internal and just let it be external. And it was very damaging. I could feel the intensity increase because I was trying to put blame somewhere. I was so angry, and the anger couldn't go anywhere, so it was stagnating and I was fuming. And it took me a few days to clear that energy out of my body because the level of frustration that I was feeling was magnified because I was unwilling to breathe into it and to assimilate it and to transmute it and to work with it. You know, it wasn't anyone's fault. Sometimes things happen. And that was something that was difficult for me to step a little closer towards because I needed to. But I was resistant to that because I needed someone to take responsibility when it was just a really shitty situation all around. It was no one's fault. It just was what it was. But my desire to make it different and to make someone, the party, responsible was creating even more suffering for myself. So it took me time to really clear that out and to come into a place where I could accept the experience as a teaching and not something that needed to bear some kind of responsibility. So that was a vital part of the process of healing for myself. It's just letting it filter through the internal, letting my intuition begin to process some of what I was receiving so that way I can move into deeper communion with myself. But you're going to notice a lot of these big changes happening. And I'm planning to do a blog post on it soon. And next week I may even do a show specifically on what we'll be experiencing in the next 6 to 8 months. Because I've been getting these signs from my own soul that we need to start becoming much more aware of what's not just what's happening around us, but what's happening inside of us. So healing is going to be a big focus the next couple of years for a lot of us, because we have neglected parts of ourself. And as time moves forward and as the energies increase, we are going to have to be hyper vigilant we need to be sure we're feeding ourselves the appropriate foods. The old systems are going to fall away. So you're going to notice things that you were eating before, you just can't eat those things anymore. You know, the sugars, the heavy fats, the heavy processed stuff. It's just no longer going to serve us. It's already not serving us. But we're going to notice with greater intensity our body's resistance to those things which will cause us harm. So be aware, if your body's craving to go on a fast, to do more exercise, to do yoga, listen to your body. It knows what it needs. It knows what it needs to heal, but it also knows what it needs to be safe within the transitions and transformations that are coming. So let yourself come into daily contact with your intuition. Let yourself come into daily contact with your body. Don't reject this beautiful temple that is carrying us through the world. The body is how we're actualizing this phenomenal space. But if we're denying ourselves access to the body in all of its spiritual tools, we're going to suffer even more in the long run. So the idea is to allow yourself the space each day. Carve out some time. Doing meditation is one way to allow yourself new opportunity for growth, to get to know yourself a little bit better, to engage mindful breathing, to just be present. It's hard to be present with all the stuff that's happening around us constantly. So much is trying to grab our attention in each and every moment of our day. You may notice yourself engaging the Facebook scroll of doom. You just scroll and scroll and scroll, and where are you going? It's like we just fall into this hole, this scroll hole. You know, don't fall into the scroll hole. It sucks because all the time you spent scrolling through Facebook, you could have been using that time to really enjoy the life that's around you. And one of the thoughts I had was, transition from this life to go to the other side. I don't want my life review to just be me scrolling through Facebook feeds. I want my life review to be something beautiful. I want to have lots of trees and sunsets and sunrises and walks in the park and walks around a neighborhood, conversations with wonderful people. Those are the memories that I want to have. I don't want all of my memories to be me spending all this time online when I could have been using this time to really get out in the world, to connect, to truly connect, creating memories. And one thing we do get from being able to witness these tragedies is fragility of life. We don't know when the end's coming. We don't know when we're going to die. And I think that's a beautiful thing. There's mystery. Maybe tomorrow could be the next breath from now. We don't know. It could be 10 years, 100 years. Who knows? Who knows? But the very fact that it is limited means we should not waste preciousness that is time on things that are so inconsequential. Inconsequential, like anger and revenge and bitterness and fear. What are you holding yourself back from? And I see this a lot in people who are just now beginning to understand who they are within the framework of their own spiritual gifts. They've been holding themselves back. They may feel they're not good enough. They may feel like they'll be dishonoring their teacher. They may feel that you're just not ready. But the soul brought you to this moment for a reason. And you are good enough if you're at that moment and you have the insight to take a leap into your power, it's important to take that step. If you're noticing your healing gifts improving and increasing, and you're feeling inspired to take a Reiki class, take a class. You're feeling inspired to go get a reading or a healing session or take yoga, take it. Take those opportunities to improve yourself, to grow yourself, to heal yourself. So that way that as you start moving forward and moving deeper into the mystery that is your whole experience, you'll continue the expansion. And that's one thing I'm taking on as a lesson for myself, because I'm finding that as I move forward and as I evolve in my own practice and in my own desire to improve my connection to the world around me, I'm becoming more focused on the type of work that I want to do. And there's always fear when we transition from doing it one way into doing it a new way. But what I find is that as I transition myself forward, I take those with me that are willing to continue the work. If I never evolve myself as a teacher, and I've seen this with people who do this work, they never ever evolve themselves as practitioners. They get caught in the same narratives, the same stories, the same stuff. And they don't grow. And if they don't grow, how are they going to ever grow those people coming to them? I have to continuously evolve myself as a teacher if I am going to be of service at the highest frequency possible. To not do so is not only denying myself the opportunity for growth, expansion, and power, but it's also denying those who come to me for healing sessions, for work, for readings, for mentorship. It's denying them the opportunity to go even further as well. Because then we start to create community. Because as I grow and expand and share from my journey, that trickles down to those who are coming to me for learning and experience. Well, then trickles down to those that they're sharing with, which trickles down to those they're sharing with. So I have to grow and keep growing. So, you know, there's not a top of the mountain. It's just more work. We're not trying to get anywhere. We're just trying to continuously dig deeper into ourselves. So we're not really trying to go up. We're trying to, like, completely disappear at some point, right? The idea is to become nothing. Because as I go through the layers of who I am and become more hyper-aware of these beautiful parts of myself and become more aware of just what's below the surface, I can offer that as teaching. Too often in the circles that I run in, I see people trying to get somewhere. And it's beautiful to go out and have these transcendent experiences with things like ayahuasca or DMT or whatever the kids are using these days. I've done all those things. But what I see happen with too much frequency is the desire to leave here but not come back and not to stay here. This is where the magic happens. Yes. You may transcend reality for even a few moments, but you come back. This is where life happens. This is where the mystery unfolds. And you may get glimpses of something when you go, but all that stuff is just one more illusion because it's just not real. This is real. This is where life happens. It's not to diminish those experiences, but as long as you're learning and bringing back the knowledge and then applying the knowledge. It goes back to what I said about getting readings. People get readings, and they'll get tons of readings, but they don't apply the information they're receiving from the readings to improve their lives. So why get a reading? And you'll hear it sometimes on here. People will call in, and they'll call in, and they'll call in. They'll ask the exact same questions every time they call in. And it's because they're not willing. They're not really wanting to change. They're hoping that they'll get something from the session that will contradict what they're feeling or get them out of the mud. But words can't do that. Action does. Simply breathing is an action. Consciously breathing. When's the last time you stopped and just consciously came into the fact that you're breathing right now? When's the last time you consciously became aware of your beating heart? There's this beautiful process that's happening right here, right now. And yes, lucid dreaming is great. And yes, out-of-body experiences can be fantastic. And yes, all these really spiritual experiences can be wonderful. But there's also beauty here. And this is what these tragedies that we see happening around us offer us as an opportunity to witness, is tragedy gives us the conflict we sometimes need in order to find deeper beauty. We see tragedy happen, and through the tragedy, we're able to see acts of heroism, acts of bravery. We're able to see people step into courage. We're able to see vulnerability. We're able to see community coming together to heal and to protect and to honor. So use those moments in your life that feel more disconnected as opportunity to grow and to expand. It's not easy. It's not supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be exactly whatever it is, right? For some people, it'll be easier. For others, it won't be. It doesn't always have to be sunshines and puppy dogs. Some days there's rain, but we need the rain too. And sometimes it'll flood. And that happens. Tragedy happens. It's part of the experience of life. You know, things can't be perfect. Because our idea of perfection is what creates these deep conflicts within ourselves. So I'm not saying that tragedy is perfect, but it is part of this perfect process that we're in called life. The very fact that we're alive, is that's perfect enough. Anything beyond that, out of our control. You know, those things that just happen, we can't control those things. We don't know who's moving the pieces and how they're being moved. All we know is where we are in this process. And the more aware you become of where you are in the process, the more power you have, the more you're able to not be manipulated and moved around a chessboard. You wake up. You no longer are locked into some doctrine that's not yours. You become free. And in freedom, there is limitless power. And limitless power says you are in control of your own destiny. You hold the key to your own outcomes. You are the one that decides what comes next in the story. You are no longer a victim. So begin to look at the areas of your life that need love, that need release, that need forgiveness. Begin to look at the areas of your life that need to expand. Begin to look at your life as a beautiful tapestry that with each breath you're stitching. And each breath is an opportunity for you to grow just a little bit more. Each breath is an opportunity for you to begin to walk the path. And the path itself is the destination. There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go. You're already there. How freeing is that? And for just a moment, can you put down the armor? Can you be vulnerable with yourself? And ask the deeper, more difficult questions. Am I ready to heal? Am I ready to let go of these wounds? Am I prepared to step deeper into my own mystery? Am I ready to love myself unconditionally? Am I ready to be present? And with each question, lean in just a little bit closer to yourself. Breathe in just a little bit deeper. Step in just a little bit closer. Just breathe. Just be here now. Just as you are. Wearing all your beautiful imperfections as a robe of mystery and magic. Can you just be here? Can you feel the breath moving in and out of the body? Can you look around the space that you're in and just for a moment witness the space? Not reacting to anything in particular, but just being present in the room. Can you fall in love with just being here? Can you, for just a moment, let go of the idea that love has to have conditions? Can you let go for just a moment of the idea that you are not worthy of love? Can for just a moment you release the idea that you're not already perfect just as you are? This is a beautiful time to begin laying down the weapons we're constantly pointing at ourselves. The energies around us are going to intensify in this next 6 to 8 month cycle. The soul is going to become more empowered in pushing you into new states of growth. So there's going to be pain and there's going to be joy. There are going to be lessons and there are going to be blessings. Be prepared. Give your body what it needs. Exercise, food, love, great conversation, great sex, meditation. Go for a jog. Whatever it is that you feel you need, let yourself have those things. Don't deny yourself the very beautiful connection we have to this world. You know, come back home. Come back to the body. It's where the mystery begins and ends. Such a beautiful mystery it is, too. So let's just breathe together for a bit before we sign off here. I've reached the end of what I have to say. Some conversations are longer, some conversations are shorter, you know. Not doing readings tonight just because, you know, all the stuff that's happening and I'm still coming off the cancellation of my trip. So, you know, I'm letting the energy move. So not really feeling like today's the day to do those kinds of things. Next week I'll open the lines back up. But by next week, you know, as I said earlier, I'm making big transitions for myself over the weekend. I'm no longer resisting. I'm going to take some risks and I'm going to step into my power in a different way. And it's both terrifying and wonderful. Stepping into authenticity is not always a desirable thing, but it's a necessary thing, you know. But for me, it's become desirable. So I'm going to take that risk and take that chance. And we're going to open up into new and deeper insights. And I'm going to be restructuring the show a bit starting next week. So it's going to be more of a satsang style. We'll do meditation, brief discussion and teaching, and then more meditation. And we may open the lines up, but the lines are going to be, it's going to be healing oriented. And I'm going to be doing a very specific healing technique on the show for global healing and for individual healing. So if you call in starting next week, not going to be readings like they used to be. We're going to start doing the work. We're no longer going to be playing this game of, you know, give me the information and let's hope something sticks. We're going to sit down and we're going to dig together and we're going to get something done, because now is the time. We don't have time to waste anymore with here's some stuff, go do it, and then not doing it. We're going to do work together because we don't have time to waste. It's time to live with expansion and joy and love and kindness and peace and compassion. We've had enough of the other stuff. It's time to set ourselves free. So that's what the sessions are going to be based on next week. It's setting you free. And sometimes words can do it, but not often. Words coupled with healing, coupled with prayer, coupled with connection and shared compassion. So starting next week, we're creating safe places for us to heal. How wonderful will that be, right? How beautiful is that? So anyways, my beloveds, I want to thank you all for joining me tonight. Nice short show tonight. I wasn't going to do one, but, you know, it was kind of last minute, and I said, you know, I didn't go on this trip, so I'm just going to do a show tonight just to stay in the flow a bit, just to get something out there to the world. And then when I saw the crazy stuff happening out in Paris, I said, yeah, we got to get on the air tonight, put out some positive vibrations and love. So I want to thank you all for joining me. You all are wonderful, beautiful, delicious souls. Thank you for letting me be of service, and thank you for sharing this journey with me. So let's take a deep breath in together. And an exhale. Let's take a deep breath in together. And exhale. And then one last one. And an exhale. All right, beloveds. Until next time, might do a meditation show this weekend. Stay tuned. We'll see next week, back to our regular schedule, Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Love you all. Namaste.